It is WADV. I'm Doug Zanger. We are backstage at the Time Center. Bert Helm from Business Week joining us.
Hi there.
Now, tell us about your session.
So this is probably the biggest session I've ever moderated, both in terms of the number of people. We had six people up on stage, not including me, and then also just the biggest names out there. I mean, Russell Simmons, from who's running GlobalGrind.com. Everybody knows him from Def Jam. We had Brian France from NASCAR. And then Bob Greenberg, Maria Luisa Francola. It takes too long just to list off all the names. John Kamen and Josh Sapin from Rainbow. And it was great. They just had it started to get heated when everyone was talking about different, the way you should be putting content online, who should be putting it online, who should be paying for it. I think it was a great conversation.
There's far from an answer to it all, isn't there?
That's kind of the problem with every year. This is my third year moderating Ad Week, and it wouldn't be nice if, like, we had the discussion about, you know, how's this business model going to end up, or what do consumers actually want right now, and then next year we're like, all right, well, we answered that, let's do the next one.
Are we getting closer, do you think?
No.
Are we getting farther away?
You know, I think we are getting a little bit closer. I think we're starting to see that people are, the things that people are actually willing to pay for. I mean, we started talking, what was new this year was a real discussion about apps and the fact people will pay for an MLB.com app or a NASCAR app. And I think as people get more comfortable with paying for certain kinds of applications, you're going to see content migrate there. And then there still will be a lot of free content. It'll just be different and supported in different ways. So I think it's going to slowly sort itself out. But seriously, who knows?
I mean, really, if you think about it, we are so unbelievably early in this. I mean, it's so early.
I mean, when's the last time anybody's been this confused about, like, just how to watch TV, right?
I think it's when it switched from black and white to color.
Yeah, I mean, I think, exactly. I mean,
it was good.
That was Matt Schechner.
Yeah. He was just interrupting, but that's fine.
Yeah, I mean, well, when cable first arrived, nobody knows what the hell to do. I mean, this weekend, my cable was broken because Time Warner decided to install an update that bugged the whole thing. But here I am with a laptop, like, hooking that up to the TV. There's, like, a million other ways, basically, is what I'm trying to say, to get content now. And it's, like, who gets paid for it and who survives? I'm curious, with the folks who are on the panel today, we had people from all different parts of the industry, who's going to be, what business everyone's going to be in 10 years from now, 5 years from now.
What do you think is going to be the big thing that people walk away from this week, and that one thing that people walk away and say, all right, we can move on this? The one thing that just maybe it's big, maybe it's small.
Mm-hmm. You know, this may be something that will end up sounding incredibly dated, and it'll just be hilarious to look back on, like, you know, 20 years from now, what I'm thinking is a big thing. But I really think the conversations I'm most interested in now are around apps and apps for delivering content and what that means and for getting consumers to actually pay for stuff. Because the last round of this, the news business, as I well know, gave a lot away for free, and we've been suffering as a result of that. So what's next? The next iteration, hopefully, what's the Who song? Won't be fooled again.
Right.
So,
well, Bert Helm, always a great pleasure from Bloomberg Business Week. Thanks for joining us again.
My pleasure.